major, a lot of little minor things. Like, the most important note, like being the first note of the phrase, and then after you finish that note, the second note becomes the most important note of the phrase. The phrase I use a lot is take ownership of your part. Your part's when you've got the melody. Take ownership of the melody. Make it go somewhere. Make it something special. So don't shy away from like the first note of your melodic phrase. A lot of people, I know a lot of people in many groups shy away from having to play the first note of a tune or the first note after they've had a rest because they're afraid to hit the wrong partial, hit the wrong note. They wait until the second note until the guy beside them plays it. You can't do that. If you're going to make a mistake, make it a good one. But the more you go for it, and the more times you get the correct note, the more times it becomes muscle memory and you never. You play it right enough times not to play it ever wrong. You never play it wrong. You play it right. So you're not practicing every time you play it right, you're not to play it wrong. That's probably about it. Just take ownership of your moment. You know, especially in celebration where the melody gets shifted around, the mellophone starts over to the soprano. That's your moment. Don't shy away from it. You know, like first note, the key change. Let everybody know, yeah, that's a key change. Let's take celebration one more time. And just think of that as you go through celebration. This is the melodic moment. And when you need to know when the mellophones, I ask bands and drum corps all the time when I judge, do you people know where the melody line is? Because you're obliterating it. You're not paying reverence to that melodic moment. And when we only have, if we don't have 10 mellophones and we're down to 3, you've got to bring it down even more so that melody is heard, so it has presence. So think of those things. We'll just take it one more time.
Celebration.